Here we are. What is your name?
Noel.
And what is your name?
Hayden.
And today we are joined by Noel and Hayden and my friend Gabby.
Hi.
And my name is Jordan. So today we're going to be asking you questions about the wetlands. And from who you're interviewing, our questions are different. So yeah. Okay. What do you dislike about the wetland and why?
That it's just a little boring.
It's a little boring. Okay, Noel.
It has a lot of water in it.
Speak louder so it can hear you.
It has a lot of water and, yeah, it is boring.
It has a lot of water and it's boring?
Yes, it has a lot of water and it's boring. I think it's pretty cool because it has some nooks and stuff. Okay, whatever. Okay, do you think any of the students have benefited from going to the wetland?
What do you mean by that?
Like, have, like, learned anything from going to the wetland or...
Improved their behavior or something.
Yes. Can you Noelle?
Can you give us a reason why, if you can?
Yes. I think they have improved and they've benefited because... it teaches them about the wetland and how you can help save it, and it's one of the last places that are friendly to our environment.
Why do you think it's friendly, or why do you think it's people have benefited from going to the wetland?
I think they do because...
Speak louder.
I think they do because... they have been in the wetland and
I speak way louder because it can't hear you.
Okay, I don't have a reason for that.
Okay.
You just think people have benefited from going to the wetlands?
Yeah.
So, what do you predict is going to happen to the wetland over the next course of 2 years? 2 years.
I know. Okay. It might die. Because of global warming and the planet's getting warmer, and all the water might dry up, or it could turn out really good because then we'll have a bunch of animals living there and a lot more space there too.
Good job. Noelle, you got anything?
I think that we're gonna lose water by...
Just give a reason. It doesn't have to be good. It's like
I think we're gonna lose water, and there's gonna be like it's gonna be a hot season.
Okay. So,
what is your class doing for the wetlands?
We are planting plants, so there's more plants in the wetland, and yeah.
Okay, Noel. The same thing. Okay. Do you think the wetland is fun and why?
I think it's fun because there is a... it's fun to visit and there's like beaver dams and it is fun there.
Okay.
I think it can get boring because we do the same thing over and over again and we see the same things, plants and water and trees.
Mm-hmm. That's what we saw in third grade. It kind of got boring too.
Throughout all the different seasons, do you think the wetland has changed?
Yes.
I haven't seen the wetland since fall, so I don't know.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how much do you like the wetland?
A 5.
A 5. Aiden?
I'd give it a 7 or 8.
Okay. And on a scale from 1 to 10, how much do you dislike the wetland?
A 4.
A 4?
5.
Okay, so that's in the middle. So I guess you don't hate it that much, and you don't hate it that much either. So, okay. How has the wetland improved since third grade? Well, I mean, how has the wetland improved since you first seen it? Because you guys are third graders.
I don't think it's really improved. I mean, there's more plants, which we got to see, which was fun for the first couple of days. Then more started appearing, and it's kind of overwhelming now.
Guys, you need to stop.
What up, guys? This is the best interview I've ever seen.
Okay,
your last question.
I think it has not changed the wetland. I think the wetland has not changed because, like, there's only water, trees, and grass there.
Okay, wait. Two more. What is a wetland, and give a good explanation?
The wetland is a wet place that has plants.
Okay, no one.
The wetland is a place that has water, trees, and grass.
Okay. Last one. Give us five reasons wetlands are good for the environment.
Because it's moist, and there's the appropriate soil and clay where it's supposed to be. And yeah.
Okay, no. Did you pause it?
Nope.
Okay, Noah, go.
Five reasons why the land is...
Talk louder, I can barely hear you.
What did you say?
So, give us five reasons wetlands are good for the environment. Like, what do they do for the environment? How do they help?
They have water there that can save the wetland. And
life sometimes stop.
I don't have five reasons.
Water dripped. So this guy is bad interview.
So like, you don't know what like a wetland is. You don't know what like a wetland does for the environment, like helps clean pollution or helps clean the water.
It helps clean pollution.
Do you think it filters the water at all?
Depends what plants.
Okay, so thank you for the interview and pause.